Then, with that being said, then, let's just get right to it, shall we?
3, 2, 1!
Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. By the way, how long do you think it's going to be before Big Fatty steals that song?
I don't know. I'm surprised he hasn't already.
It's true.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Excellent. By the way, how long do you think it's going to be before Big Fatty steals that?
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Zap. Episode 3402, I say chew of the BFO for Wednesday the 29th of March 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little chew.
Big Fatty, I heard Randy and Penis Slivania loud and clear today. Yes, Fatty. Hello, Humpus. Big Fatty, it's vulgar, but I know what you mean. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are humpers. You are humpers today because y'all, everybody needs to hump. Big Fatty, we don't need to. Everybody didn't need to hump something. Well, yeah, actually, they kind of do. But no, you're humpers today because it's hump day. Yes, Big Fatty. You know what happens on her. Yes, Big Fatty, it's all downhill from there. It's true. Spirits up, cause we're on the downward slide, Big Fatty. And if you've shot it, it is a squishy, a Big Fatty, a squishy slide, vulgar. Yeah, I guess y'all think we're going to get caught up on Spotting Big Fatty today. So y'all, if you hadn't done so, send a picture over there to Spotting Crazy. And let's get some more Spotting Big Fatty things. Y'all, yesterday, that Peter, you know, that Toppy Smelly spotted Big Fatty on the Triple X Action Comics with the Fist of Steel, Big Fatty. And y'all, then, that Peter G is spotted Poodle. Big Fatty, he spotted me. It does. It's a newspaper article. Or something. It says Easter World Record. I stuck 9 cream eggs up my bum. And it says, "Oh, Poodle, how could you, Big Fatty?" I didn't get the calories from that. Oh, Big Fatty. And y'all, then Big Fatty was spotted with that Mary Berry from the Great British Baking Show, and it says, "Big Fatty loves it when it's moist." Big Fatty, it's scrumptious. Just scrumptious. Y'all realize I didn't tell you what's coming up on today's little show. We're heading over to Spotting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we just did that. And y'all, then I'm going to do some reading of some things my mother said. And y'all, we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Former herders, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. Actually, I've been trying to call you for a while, but I kept calling your cell phone because you weren't your Googling voice number. And then you tried to tell me that I was calling the wrong number, but no, I wasn't. I was calling the 619 number. You just ruined it. So I was calling to tell you that I just left the Chipotle and I was getting a little snicko for the evening. Look, there's an extension cord on my roof. And that's my new roof, because it's Larry H. New Roof Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Tonight. I'm so excited. It's only taken 2 years for the HOA to give me a new roof, and I have a brand new roof. Now, I don't think they're quite finished, because there are a bunch of shingles left. Of course, the dumpster outside my boudoir window is full, it looks like, with rotten wood, because, of course, the roof's been leaking for 2 years. But, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I guess you yell that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, what was that he was talking about with the Goggle phone number? Well, you know, that really falls. To answer that, I think we're just going to have to do this.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Now, y'all, what Vader was referring to, he's exactly right. I fucked it up. Big Fatty, no one's surprised there. But, y'all, it really wasn't my fault. Y'all, I got this e-letter saying, McQuarrie, verify your Goggle voice forwarding phone number in the next 30 days. We'd like to make sure that the information in your Goggle voice account is accurate and that you still own a forwarding phone. If you want Goggle voice to continue forwarding calls and texts to this phone, please verify by April the 19th. Blah, blah, blah. Even if you don't re-verify your phone, your Goggle voice account will stay active. You won't get calls forwarded to this specific phone, but you can use it again at any time by re-verifying. Please note, this is a no reply. You click here and give us feedback and all this. So, y'all, I went over and I didn't know what I was looking at. Big Fatty, that's, of course, it's technology. Of course you didn't. And so, y'all, evidently I clicked on something that was sending my voice letters directly to my cellular telephonic device. And, you know, what I wanted was it for it to send the transcripts and all to the e-letters, but somehow I got confused and told it to send the calls directly to the cellular telephonic device. But anyway, after Veda's call, I was able to fix it as clean as a whistle. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, speaking of clean as a whistle, did he say that his boudoir has a dumpster and it's full? That sounds like something that Granny would have, Big Fatty.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hi.
Hi.
This is me.
Hi, me.
James. James, the cartoon dog.
Yes, James.
I'm just leaving a message for Poodle.
Oh, I'm right here.
Poodle McNoodle.
Yes.
I hope you're there, Poodle.
I am.
Hi.
Can you not hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you remember that I called you?
Yes.
Just the other week?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I feel really stupid, but...
No.
You know, Poodle?
Yes.
I've been thinking about you.
Oh.
And... I know. I know it's silly and
Yes.
I know I'm just me.
You just called
James.
Yes.
James the cartoon dog.
Calling Hump Day.
And
Yes.
Why should you be interested in me?
Oh.
Hey.
Well,
hey.
Yes.
I just wondered if you'd go on a date with me.
Oh, well.
I have my own jet aircraft.
Oh,
so,
well.
You know, I could pick you up or we could fly to Paris for lunch.
Oh.
Or Venice.
Oh,
or, you know, wherever you like, really.
Oh,
within reason.
Could we
let me know.
Oh, can we
It'll
go
really
to
good.
The McDonald's?
What do you think?
Oh, well.
I don't care whether you're a dog
or
whether you're a lady.
I'm a lady.
I just think you're someone special.
I am special.
Oh.
Yes.
I just can't stop thinking about you,
oh,
Paul.
Oh, please do.
Please.
No.
Please say yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Oh, yes. Oh, quit. Oh, quit sniffing my butt. I'm taken aback. I think Squeaky Kenny's getting jealous. Okay, Squeaky. James, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely when Poodle gets a call here every now and then. Y'all, you know, you can use the phone number to call Poodle. Go Poodle too. Y'all, I got to tell you, before we go on to some more voice letters, y'all, I had the strangest dream last night. I dreamed that it was this time next year that I was within about 3 months of retiring, and y'all, they started sending me retirement checks, and I couldn't figure out what to do with it because they're supposed to be, they're not supposed to give them to me until June of 2018, I went to talk to the people, and y'all, I couldn't find them. And y'all, I finally ran into them. They were working behind a bar somewhere, so they were mixing drinks and giving information on retirement. Big Fanny, it sounds like you were in Walnut Hills, because that's about it. You know, drinking and laying around like you're retired. Yes, Big Fanny.
Big Fatty, oh, it's me, Larry. That's Larry H. Jazz Hands Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Why am I Jazz Hands? Well, I'm on my way to Hideaway. Larry invited me to Hideaway this weekend, and we just need to get a little paperwork done. And, I passed the Tomato Shed Road. That's a new one. I've never noticed that before. I'm almost there. And so I figured I'd, you know, just meh a little bit. And but the hootenanny at the Larry's this weekend is some local college. Actually, I should know which one, but it all. And we've left the food table. Their Broadway Singers group is coming. It's been on a Broadway hootenanny for the evening, which sounds pretty. I mean, it's so-so, but my God, it's better than a bad drag queen. So, well, okay. Oh. Big Fatty, when I'm talking to you on the phone, I'm looking around and I'm seeing things I've never seen before, and that's not good. We don't want to get lost out here in the South Georgia country, because she is country. So, anyway, but I'm mostly going to spend tomorrow at the little pool and spend some time with some of my friends, and it won't be horrifying at all, unlike your weekend, because I'm pretty sure there's someone who is having a shitting end to Shark Week right there in the board, grapefruit, and that would be Granny. Good Lord, if I could talk today, it'd be nice to have it open my mouth since I've, you know, peeled out of the coal mine a couple hours ago. So, anyway, I really think I've made a wrong turn. But on that note, I hope you've had a horrifying time. So I gotta run now and call Larry and say, start waddling it on up to let me in. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. I hope everyone at Larry's Hideaway was doing well. And I hope your jazz hands got your toe tapping for a lovely weekend of the Broadway sing along. Yes, Big Betty, you were listening to that in the Ruby Red on the way home on Tuesday. It's true, because I didn't have any little shows to listen to, y'all. So I was listening to the on Broadway or on the Sirius XM. Yes, Big Betty, it's about the only time only thing you ever listen to on there. It's true, and there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got an e-letter today from that Gus Chad. And y'all, he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture of him wearing his Shot Week commemorative shirt. And y'all just want to remind everybody again that the Shot Week shirts are still available. And the Turnip Head's not making a nickel off of them. Big Fatty, is he making a dime? No, and neither is Big Fatty. And y'all, any proceeds from the shirts are going to the Pride and Remembrance Run that he and the Urban Guy T.O. Do every year. So, y'all, it's kind of a way to help out his cause and yes, Big Fatty, get something that you can't possibly wear in public because it's got your face on it. Well, I guess that's probably true, too. So, anyway, Gus Chad, thank you so much for sharing that. And y'all, it's a... It's really quite horrifying. Not Gus Chad, but the fact that he's wearing it out in public. y'all, Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, you know, is all catching up on all that Shark Week stuff. Miss Bacon has sent me one of these little cards, electronic cards, and it says it's a man holding his hands in front of his face, and it says, "Here I sit, all brokenhearted, had to shit, but only farted. Later on, I took the chance, tried to fart and shit my pants." Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And y'all, I have two more little things from Joe in Dallas. And y'all, I just want to, you know, Joe in Dallas was so kind to send all these things to us. And y'all, they've just made me kerfuffle like there's no tomorrow. Y'all, the next to the penultimate one is the quarter cup of poo. It was my freshman year of university, and I had just sat down for a final. Right as the tests were being passed out, my stomach turned on me and gave me anxiety-driven diarrhea. I could feel it in my bones. I manually clenched my butthole. But about a half an hour into the test, I tried to let out a little gas and released approximately a quarter cup of liquid. I was nowhere near finished with the exam, so I sat for the remainder of the time crying and furiously writing. When my time was up, I ran to the bathroom, threw away my panties, and walked home. I made an A on the test, though. Big Fatty, thank goodness. And y'all, then there's Little Orphan Annie. A couple of summers ago, I was performing as an orphan in the musical Annie. One day, I had a terrible stomach ache, and it seemed like the kind that could be relieved by passing some gas or pooping. I tried both with no success and hoped the stomach ache would just go away on its own. A while later, I was on stage and I felt a fart coming on. Thinking this was the magical fart that would cure my stomach ache, I let it out. I was incredibly wrong. It was not a fart. I sharted my pants right there on stage in front of 600 people. To make matters worse, it happened right before the song Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile, which had a big dance break, so I had to dance on stage with shit in my pants. That was the last time I ever performed on stage. Big Fatty, that sounds like Ginger Bear's new co-host, that Adam. He shit on the stage, too. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, it got up to, I think they said it got up to 88 degrees here in Charleston on Tuesday. And y'all, you know, we're moving towards the end of the week. And, you know, March came in like a lamb. And y'all, sure enough, on the 31st, y'all, we're supposed to have storms here, so it looks like it might be going out like a lion. Yes, Big Fatty, a lion! And so there you have it. Y'all, it's Daniel Bieber's birthday week, so Daniel Bieber, what do you think of Big Fatty finally finishing up all of the shark stories from last week's Shark Week?
Excellent. By the way, how long do you think it's going to be before Big Fatty steals that?
Oh, was Short Week your idea? I didn't know that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.